Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1810, Artesian Water Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Hill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 74.61 acres, more or less, lying east of Route 30, 6/10 of a mile south of Reynolds Pond Road, also known as Road 231. For the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission recently received a copy of this three-ring binder. It's titled Sussex County Conditional Use 1810, Elizabethtown Regional Water Facility, for the consideration for public hearings this evening. It is a part of the record and has been a part of the record. We have received some agency comments. From the County Engineering Department, received yesterday, August 27th. We received a memorandum from the Utility Planning Division. It makes reference to the application, the intended regional water facility, the location. The site is not located in a county-operated or maintained sanitary sewer or water district. It is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. In the comments, they state that the proposed regional water facility will share a site with a previously approved regional wastewater facility, conditional use number 1724. The County Engineering Department has no objections to this application, and that a concept plan is not required, and is signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, and dated August 11. We find that there are 9 soil types on this application, or this parcel, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that the site does contain some areas of hydric soils and the applicant should follow all state and federal wetland requirements, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. And the applicant would be required to follow state sediment and stormwater requirements in reference to on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared and a soils map, a map legend, map unit legend for the soils, a selected soil interpretation report, and also a copy of the prime and other farmland report. From the Department of Transportation, and received on July 20th, letter dated June 12 of 2008, and in reference to the water treatment plant, we have a letter for an entrance location only and does not authorize the commencement of entrance construction. The site shall have a commercial entrance along Route 30 as shown on the site plan. Entrance plan shall be developed in accordance with the department's rules and regulations prior to entrance approval. Since the total site annual daily trips is less than 100, the average entrance plan will be reviewed and approved by the South District Entrance Permit Supervisor. And that's all I have, gentlemen. If you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney with offices here in Georgetown, and I represent the interests of Artesian Water Company, Inc. in conditional use application number 1810 before the Planning and Zoning Commission tonight. The purpose of this application is to seek a conditional use for a control building, water storage tank, well site, water treatment plant, and related pumping appurtenances, pipes, and mains for conveying water to serve as a regional facility, including the project within which the facility is proposed to be located, and that project is known as Elizabethtown. By way of background, I would introduce to you Mr. Scott Pender, who has previously appeared here on behalf of Artesian. He is an engineer with that company. And we have previously, or we have submitted in advance of this scheduled hearing, the exhibit book that was referred to by Mr. Lank. What we have this evening is a site located within the project known as Elizabethtown, a utility parcel, if you will, which is what is shown on the upper of the two exhibits that I have presented or have displayed for you this evening. That particular site is 74.61 acres, more or less, and is already the subject of a conditional use that was granted by the County Council of Sussex County for the purpose of regionalizing the sewage treatment facility that's located there. That ordinance was adopted on July 31 of 2007. That particular utility site, which has the regionalized wastewater treatment and disposal facility, is also the proposed location for the regionalized water facility. We have asked in our application that the entire 74-acre site, because it is the utility parcel, be the subject of this particular conditional use, although we will not be occupying the entire 74 acres. And Mr. Pender will describe for you where the principal location is. The site currently is zoned AR1 agricultural residential, subject to the conditional use. The site is currently approved for a water plant for Elizabethtown, which we are seeking a regionalization of. In terms of where we are with the land use plan and the state strategies map, this is a low-density area, which allows for the utilization of on-site water and wastewater systems for administrative visitor maintenance and so forth facilities. And in a level four, which of course states that water is to be permitted because it supplies for the needs of rural communities and it provides for a comprehensive use of the site for those needs. I have would like to point out to you as a part of this book that there is a letter of no objection from the Department of Transportation. There is a copy and exhibit four of the CPCN that has been granted to Artesian for this particular site. Exhibit five is the site map, which is the upper of the two displayed maps. Site, our exhibit six is of the various areas that can be served from this site. And I would point out to you that Mr. Pender will describe for you the redundancy that goes into these things and how that benefits all of those. And in tab 10 for exhibit 10 is a copy of the regionalization for the wastewater treatment plant. Without further ado, I'm going to ask Mr. Pender to come to the podium.
Good evening. Scott Pender, Artesian Water Company.
What it's worth, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Pender has appeared here before. I'm not sure if it's necessary to requalify him as an expert since he has been accepted by you as an expert in other matters.
We recognize him. I don't think that would be necessary.
Mr. Pender, if you would please, would you like to describe the proposed water regional facility site and the things that are going to be in the surrounding areas and other projects based upon that?
Yeah, as Mr. Schrader had mentioned, we're actually sharing this utility parcel with the wastewater treatment facility. We're proposing a 60 by 80 water treatment building, which would house treatment equipment, storage of chemicals. Chemicals will be double contained. The facility is an unmanned facility with off-site monitoring, monitoring and alarms. We also have an elevated storage tank, which will also be on our SCADA system, which will be monitored off-site. We'd have an operator on-site probably once or twice a week just to check chemicals, check to see if there's any alarms. And that's basically all that we're looking at housing in terms of water on this site. And a couple of wells. There would be two wells proposed for this location.
What the, is the site currently used for?
Agricultural.
And if this application were to be approved by the Planning Commission and by the County Council, what facilities would you actually have on site? Would you mind stepping over there and identifying?
Yeah, the treatment building would be made, would be constructed to resemble agricultural, like a pole barn building of some sort. It would be architecturally agricultural.
Excuse me just for a second. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application this evening? Because if so, please feel free to get up, move around, come look at the drawing. If there's anyone here with an interest, if there's not, we won't worry about it. All right, sir. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Okay. Treatment building. There is a potential that we will have a generator on site, which may be outside. But the generator will be on the side of the building within an ultra-quiet enclosure. There'll be landscaping. It is quite possible, though, that the generator within this footprint can fit within the building, and we have some facilities with generators in the building, some outside of the building. With this being an agricultural area, the generator outside of the building in an ultra-quiet enclosure would be fine.
This is a generator for emergency purposes or for routine purposes?
Emergency backup, power backup, in the event of a power loss, so we can still provide water.
You have two well sites, you said?
We will have two wells located on this site. The wells actually have not been sited yet, but we will be proposing two wells on this site. Well, again, for redundancy, one as a main source and the other as a backup.
If these wells are placed on this site, are they going to draw water from other sources for other residences?
No, sir. These will be wells drilled to confine aquifers. There will be no inference with any wells nearby. We're well away from the nearest residential well. I mean, we're several, probably thousands of feet away.
The proposed wells will not interfere with any natural drainage or streams or ponds?
No.
Will they interfere with, or will they have water come into them from any of the proposed wastewater treatment disposal facilities that are also on this site?
No.
We have an elevated storage tank proposed for the site?
Yes. Proposed elevated storage tank, 1 million gallons. One clarification, we show a height of 142. Actually, the height is not to exceed 150. It could be a foot or two different from 142 based on the overflow elevation. This facility in our regional approach, we want to tie in to the hydraulic grade of the tank that will be down at Island Farm. And in order to do that, we need to make sure they're both at the same overflow elevation so we don't end up with a situation where we can only fill one up to a certain level and not be able to use the entire volume of the tank. So it may be, I would say, a maximum of 150, but 142 is in the range.
This tank will look like what?
We have similar tanks in Sussex County, our Bayville, South Bethany, I think Tidewater has a tank on Route 1. It's a bowl diameter elevated storage tank. It would be painted blue. I think it's a light Potomac blue elevated tank.
Are there any dwellings in the vicinity of this proposed tank that would in any way be affected by the tank, either by way of visual or by other placement?
It would be off the road, significantly off the road, buffered. I would say no, in my opinion.
Does Artesian routinely landscape these sites?
Yes.
And is it proposed that there will be landscaping for this site?
Yes.
And that landscaping would surround both the treatment and containment facility as well as the well sites?
Yes.
Let me ask you about the well sites real quick. Are they in little buildings, facilities of their own, or are they exposed?
Typically, no. The wells are, we have protected enclosures over the wells, but it's not a building. It's a metal casing that covers the wells with a lock on it with the Denrec tag on it so that they can drive up and they know which well they're going to.
You mentioned SCADA system. Just for purposes of clarification, that is an alarm system that identifies the artesian people that there is some problem at this particular site?
Yes, it's a remote monitoring, control and monitoring and alarming system. So we can adjust pump flow, we can adjust tank levels, we get alarms if something fails, we can have an operator out immediately.
Is there an operator on site daily, weekly, yearly?
Weekly, we'll probably have an operator on site once or twice a week. If we don't have a problem, it could be once a week. If there's an alarm for some reason, it could be more frequent than that, but generally it's once or twice a week.
May I assume, or may the commission assume, that if there is an alarm, there is an immediate response?
Yes. We have a dispatch service at our main office, and dispatch gets somebody out there immediately.
Is there any security for this particular site so that people who may want to commit acts of mischief or write their girlfriend's name on the water tank will be prohibited from doing it?
Yes. We have fences around some. In terms of security, we do have security monitoring on all of our facilities. We have security systems, motion sensors, door alarms, window breaks. We have means of being alerted to a potential, I guess, vandalism or vandal attempt.
As far as the storage tank is concerned, are there any ladders on the outside or any devices that would allow somebody to climb the outside of the tank?
No, there are ladders, but our ladders have a metal cover with a lock on it that you can't climb up the ladder. It's up probably 12 feet.
Even a drunken college student couldn't do that?
Don't we make it very difficult climb up any of our tanks.
What is your proposed service area from this site?
Well, the proposed service area, we have developments or CPCNs in the northern. Do you want to put this one up?
Sure.
The northern Milton area, northwest. Elizabethtown is obviously going to be that's in itself a large customer, but I mean, what our goal for this facility is to again continue with our theme of redundancy, system redundancy, fire protection, peak flow redundancy. If we lose one of these stations down here, we eventually want to have these all connected. So our customers within this entire area have a redundant source of supply for fire protection and heat flows.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have already an existing regionalized facility at Beaver Creek, correct?
Yes.
Trails of Beaver Creek. Can you identify where that is on the map, please?
That's located here.
You have an approved site at the Island Farm.
Yes, here.
And you're talking about Elizabethtown, which is north and west of Milton.
Yes.
Do you have another well site anywhere in that?
There's no other well site in this area. Our next well site is down at Heron Bay, so this would pretty much cover this area here.
And you also have wastewater treatment plants approved in two or three locations in the same area, is that right?
Yes.
The estimated number of equivalent dwelling units that can be served from this site for water purposes is how many?
Well, for water purposes, it's dependent upon the capacity of the wells. once they're drilled and we get a DENREC allocation permit. We would envision, though, being able to, we envision a capacity of, I would say, between 500 and 700 gallons per minute per day. Number of dwelling units, back that out, typically 300 gallons per day. We're looking at probably about 3,000 to 4,000 units in this area. So we would be prepared to provide service for that amount of units in this area.
I assume also that that's based upon the hypothetical that all of those units will be built.
Yes.
And for all of the areas that are in blue, Artesian is committed to serve them. Is that correct?
Correct.
I have no further questions. Mr. Pender. Gentlemen, I also have no further witnesses. I know that Mr. Wheatley likes to accuse me of having a posse or an entourage when I do these things. I don't tonight. I have Mr. Pender.
I see
which
that.
I think is, which is enough. But having said all those things, I have submitted as a part of my exhibit package proposed conditions, findings of fact. I encourage you to consider those if they find that this application is to be favorably received. As you all are keenly aware, and I've probably said to you once a month for the last two or three years, conditional uses are appropriate for public utilities because they do provide a service of a public or semi-public character. They are essential and desirable for the benefits of the good citizens of Sussex County, and they do provide a service that is required by the good citizens of Sussex County. In particular, those areas where, as Mr. Pender has demonstrated, there are either existing or there are approved subdivisions and projects that will require water and wastewater, and where the county is not providing those types of services. With those happy thoughts in mind, Mr. Pender and I will be available, mostly Mr. Pender, of course, will be available to answer any questions that you all may have.
Well, we thank you, and we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right. You mentioned this was a conditional use on 74 acres, and
yes.
You would touch on why you're asking for so many acreage for a wastewater treatment plant.
Water plant.
Well, one of the reasons is, like I said, we haven't sited the wells yet. So depending on the best location that's determined by our geologists, it could be anywhere on that site, and we need the flexibility to keep the required distances from the lagoons and whatever other, like, property boundaries and whatnot. So we need the flexibility to site the wells.
But nothing would change if the well placement was somewhere else on that 74 acres. Everything else would stay
right
there.
Yeah, we would just pipe it to the facility.
What is along the right side here? What is that low depression area there?
I think that may be the wetlands that they referred to. Yes, that would be, this is the 100-year flood.
Is that part of a creek? An existing?
I thought this was like a wetland area behind here.
Is there a creek in this guy?
Doesn't have a label on it, but the map just showed reference to a interlineable branch.
Your name again?
Wetland.
Yeah, and it's got the 100-year floodplain, and it's got the wetlands on.
Mine is significantly reduced where I can't read any of the words.
Either. It looks like when you look at the location map at the top, it references a branch of some sort that's the same spot.
The property line is
I just can't read it because it's
land, with land to Wayne and Bonnie Hudson.
I think it's Ingram Branch.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Is the placement of the water tower, is, or the, is that where it's going to go regardless of where? I mean, it seems awful close to that branch, I guess.
There's, no, that's not, that, this is a proposed site plan when we get to the final site plan submission. Yeah, that's not exactly, it's not an exact science right now.
Is there a reason why it's so close to the road? You wouldn't be better off throwing it further back?
I think the idea of closer to the road is typically we have access to the base of the tank. Excuse me, the base of those tanks we usually have, it's open. Sorry, it's just open, so it's a storage area for valves or any like material. So we try to get access to the base of the tank there, so we want to keep it close to a roadway.
And you mentioned that you would your landscaping would go around all the buildings, but nothing else.
We'd landscape around the buildings and the tank.
And the tank.
Yeah.
What kind of lighting are you planning on with this? You're going to light the plant as well as the entrance?
The entrance out at the main roadway. Actually, I think that's going to be, I think that's a developer entrance question. The plant we will be lighting for emergency lighting. We have night lighting. Down pointing lighting, so it's not affecting any neighbors. But yeah, there will be outside lighting there, but not obnoxious lighting.
Any signage?
A station sign on the building.
On the building.
Yeah, station sign on the building. We would love to have the option to have a logo on the tank.
Don't push it.
If that was
and we're all wondering, by the way, if the term obnoxious lighting has an engineering meaning.
Call me on that one.
You can get back to us on that.
Yes, I will get back to you on that one.
It sounds to me like 500-watt halogen bulbs pointed away from the road.
That's pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, that would start.
Yep.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Johnson.
All my questions have been answered.
Thank you, sir. Gordy, no questions. Mr. Smith.
Just one question. How close are you to being able to site the wells?
Right now the focus has been more on the wastewater side of things. I actually met with our geologist today, and I think once they're finished their work on the wastewater side, they're preliminary getting their approvals, and we know where everything is going to be set for them, then we will site our wells. We're probably 4 months out before they get their finals, but we can get a general idea, but I'd say 3 to 4 months.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
Do you plan on co-locating any other utilities on your tower, such as antennas?
That's a good question. We have in the past had... we do have some tanks that have cellular antennas on them. It is possible, but we haven't had any discussions about that at this time.
The only reason I ask is I don't know if that would add to the issue of the height of the antenna for any approvals or lighting or whatever.
I think some of them we actually had mounted on the bowl on the side, so it's not right. It's not at the top, the elevation of the tank. So,
for the record, just wanted to know. That's
okay.
All right, Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Okay, Council.
Just one. Is this the same same boundary as the property that was it 17? 24 that are, okay. So, yes. All right. So to the extent that there was conditions placed on that, those would already be in existence as far as some of the buffers and other issues. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So,
all right. Thanks, Dennis. Thanks.
And, I don't think we anticipate that there's any conflict from potential conditions of the wastewater treatment plant versus any conditions that would be required.
Mr. Johnson, you have a follow-up question?
I do, sir. Thank you. Frequently, we hear about the quality of the water that's being treated in the in your treatment plants. Is any of that going to be just used in your storage tank?
I knew that was coming. You would be referring to the wastewater treatment
plants? The wastewater treatment plants, yeah. I'm frequently, every meeting we're told about how it's drinking quality water when it comes out.
That would be a negative. Our source of supply would be from the confined aquifers that we drill into.
And so you're going to let it drip into the ground, then you'll pump it out.
I was going to say, to the extent that it finds its way back into the aquifer, I guess you could construe that it might
not the confined aquifer that we will be drilling.
I just want to clarify that.
Okay.
But to further answer Mr. Johnson's fairly put question, it is with the understanding that drinking water quality, as we often use in wastewater treatment, does not imply that the water has been treated in the same fashion it would be if you were drinking it from tap water, because it's not chlorinated or had any disinfectants put in. So there is a difference between drinking water quality and
drinking
water that you drink
drinking
from
water.
Tap.
Yes.
As we all know, I think that's an emotional issue as much as it is a scientific issue.
Actually, it's just been a pleasant source of diversion for the commission for a number of years.
Anything better is bar numbers and
absolutely. That's right, and qualifications of your experts. Any other questions? Okay, gentlemen, if you would kindly take a seat nearby, we'll ask one more time if there's anybody with an interest. Your application, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1810, Artesian Water Company Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1810? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.